time for Blindly Obvious.
Welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm your host, Tyler, with my co-host, Jeff, and today we are on the conversation of what brings you peace and joy. Jeff?
What is driving you? As you got up this morning, you first opened your eyes, maybe you were awake before you opened your eyes. You know, how is that for you, by the way? Because you're blind. What?
Sure.
Tell me your morning routine. When do you consider yourself awake?
I kind of wake up in the morning usually about 6 a.m. And for me, basically, like you said, I can open my eyes. I still have some vision. So like once, you know, eyes are open, I kind of consider myself up. And I'm kind of a person of usually once I'm awake, I'm pretty much up and at it, ready to go. Okay. So
you're hit the floor running.
Yeah, pretty much. Absolutely.
What gets you out of bed? What is it for you that you go, man, I can't wait to get moving?
You know, I would say most of the time it's my daughter coming in and waking either her mom or myself up, or my wife's alarm going off, getting up for work. And then from there, we're pretty much up and at it, ready to start the day.
Something screaming at you.
Absolutely.
So do you have those days where you just say, I don't want to get out of bed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Oh, for me, it's my wife brings me coffee. So I really have the better end of the deal.
Yeah, that's
great. 5 days out of the week, she brings me coffee. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I just hit the mic here. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I bring her coffee. And sometimes I'm not real good about Saturday. So, but she's a, you know, there's givers and takers in relationships, and my wife is absolutely the giver, and I'll let you just guess what I am then.
that's the same for me.
Is it?
Yes. We're very fortunate.
It's the coffee that finally gets me moving, because the reason I asked you about for you, because, I mean, there's those times like like Sunday morning, I get up and I'm up usually about 5:30, and my eyes are barely open. If they are, it's one eye cracked open, you know, literally, because the light hurts my eyes. The big question is, as we all try and find motivation, that's where I really want to get at is, you know, what is it that motivates you? What drives you, not just in your day, but in life? What is it that we're getting up for, that we're running for, that we're pursuing, that brings us joy, that brings us hope, that brings us peace? What is it for you? And this is for our audience. What is it for you that you get up and you can't wait to start your day? Or maybe
fight through it anyways.
Yeah. Or maybe your issue is
that you don't want to start your day. You
still
do.
Yeah. You don't want to start it. You just want to stay there. And so ask yourself, you know, stop and think about it. And then maybe you can answer this on the days that you can't wait to get going. Contrast that with the days that you'd rather stay in bed, or you want to start back over and go back to bed. You know, what separates those 2 days? What was happening for that good day versus the bad day?
Sure. I think of, you know, a couple of things I could think of for myself anyways would be something that would get me up and ready to get going would be, you know, if I was going to, I love to go to Florida on vacation at the beach. If I was, it's a real place of peace for me. So if I was on my way to that, I would feel, ready to go. And I think to the contrary, if I was struggling to get going to start my day, probably my children would be my biggest, like, we got to get going for these guys or they're not going to get going. And it's, you know, that's probably the biggest driver for me anyways, would be my kids.
So you described, if I try and break this down, the first one is your own desire for an experience that is bringing you some kind of joy or happiness.
Sure.
That it's tangible. And then the other driver for you is your kids having the same experience you just desire for yourself.
Yep.
Right. So it's not just for yourself. It's for people you love.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That probably speaks for, I mean, most people
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
I was asking myself this very thing on the way here, you know, trying to explore this in my head, you know, that's a scary place to be sometimes. And, and the journey, your mind goes so much faster than your mouth can. So this all happened in probably a 10-second window, but I right away, I ran from, you know, you remember when you were a kid and you couldn't wait for your birthday, you couldn't wait for Christmas.
Like it takes forever. The month of Christmas, you cannot wait.
And time could not be moving slower for you, right? You're like, come on already. Can't we just skip all this stuff and just make it happen today?
Now it feels like you blink and six months go by.
Yeah, it's like, what happened? And but remember that joy and that excitement that you were looking for. Why was that? What was on that day that you were going to get? Right. There was something you were looking forward to getting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Stuff, all of our stuff. And I remember, you know, whatever the latest toy was that we got. Don't you remember how excited you were, that euphoria you felt?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And how fleeting it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because how long did it last? A couple days, maybe? Tops?
Maybe. Yeah.
Tops?
Till the next one.
Yeah, right. But isn't that crazy? It's like the high, you know, it's like almost like, you know, we're addicts chasing the next high.
For sure.
Of
it's
stuff.
Its own drug.
It is.
In a way.
It is.
It really
and
is.
I mean, if you understand that, I think you understand addiction for people with who have a drug addiction is they're chasing that next high. And as we age, you find that high that you once got as a child is waning.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're always wanting it again. And then I got to thinking, you know, now I've got my own kids and they're almost one's out of the house and one's about to be. And just a few years ago, we went to an amusement park and here in Ohio, and it's like the one to go to, and we're going, and you know, I'm getting up there in age, man, like where you ride those rides and you don't want to shake your brain too much because you value your brain cells, you know?
Need a chiropractor appointment
afterwards.
Absolutely. An adjustment.
And so I'm sitting next to a bunch of old people on a bench, literally watching my kids ride these rides. And this went on a couple times. And my oldest says, come on, Dad, I want you to have fun with us. And I said, son, I am having fun. And he's like, how could you be having fun? You're sitting on a bench.
On the
sidelines. Yeah, we're the ones having fun. And what he didn't understand is that I was having joy. I was having excitement. I was experiencing hope and peace and all these things that he was experiencing, I was experiencing through him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like
absolutely.
This external thing was I was drinking from his pool. I didn't have to have.
And I think that's something most people can relate to is, like I said, when you're having those down days of how am I going to get out of bed today? I don't want to do this again.
Well,
isn't that why
you watch movies?
Yep.
Or you read a book, is that through those characters, you get to live another life and have another experience, you know, but even that, you know, it's waning, you know, it's one of those things. Cause when we left the park, the high left for my kids, or they rode the same ride five times and the fun kind of wore off, yep. Right? It was never as fun as that first time.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, even going to I do enjoy going to the beach, but it's never
like it was the first time
right.
You walked out.
Absolutely not.
Like you talk about the beach. I love telling the story. You've not heard it before, but I've shared it at church before where, I think Josh might've been 2 years old. My oldest was 2 years old and we took him for the first time to the beach and, we were walking out on this boardwalk and it was covered by grass, all that high grass. You couldn't see anything.
Okay.
And, I mean, you had the sun beaming on you. You could smell the salty air. You could hear the seagulls, you know, do the little cry and maybe some voices here and there. But as you walk past that grass that's right there next to the waterfront, Joshua goes, wow. And I was like, that's worship, man. That was it. He had never seen that before. And I can tell you, all the times we've been back to the beach, he's never done that before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a one and done kind of thing.
There's no feeling like a first time feeling,
but isn't
right?
That what most of us, if you think about it, we spend our life looking for the wow moments.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
You're right. Capturing them.
Yeah. And here I am, what, 48 years old now? How old are you now?
29.
Okay. So, I, life was still like fresh. I could still find plenty of wow moments. I'm running out of them, Tyler, because I don't have money. But... But with that, it's like, but isn't that part of it? It's like we're all looking for meaning. We're all looking for purpose. Something that transcends these moments of joy, knowing that, gosh, is there something more than
greater,
what we're getting?
Or that's fulfilling all the time.
Yeah. And
not just some of the time.
And it's funny. This was part of my issue as, you know, I came to Christ was, that realization that all of this is fleeting. The greatest moments I had at 19 were not, they were temporary. They weren't eternal. but I longed for something more. And I would dare say that's all of us, isn't it?
I absolutely would say the exact same. When you follow nothing but, you know, what makes yourself happy or what you believe makes you happy, where do you find yourself ultimately becomes empty?
Well, I mean, great example, you know, if you've ever had COVID or whatever, your favorite food was tasteless.
Exactly.
Right? Your favorite beverage was tasteless. And for so many people, I think that's kind of what happens, is these things that once brought you happiness, joy, peace, hope.
They lose that good taste.
Well, it's tasteless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why people, they lose hope. And it's why we're medicated. And it's why we're lost. And we're looking and we're trying to have somebody help me.
And our society is so in your face and oversaturated with anything that you want, whatever it may be. You can oversaturate yourself in that.
Always trying to sell you the next wow. Mm. I mean, isn't that what commercials are all about? Buy this and you will be happy. Go here and you will be happy. I mean,
yep. Do this or
yeah, and you will find like meaning in life. And then you do it and you waste your money on these things only to find, just like with Christmas, it's gone in 2 days. You know, it's mm-hmm. like there you still have it. It's
pack
just,
it up and take it down.
Yeah. It's like, okay, let's go pawn it because it's not doing anything for me. And no, listen, I just want to throw that out there because I think so many of us never outgrow this very immature understanding of life and how things work. And we're looking for peace. We're looking for love. We're looking for hope. We're looking for drive and motivation from external sources and stimuli when it's found only in one source. And that is God.
That's a great way to look at it. And I think we also find ourselves with all of that outsourcing of external looking, we never look within to see what, you know, what things can we do better ourselves to create a better self? Like where can we gather from the source of God to make ourselves better?
You know, the best I've ever really felt about me was when I was helping somebody else.
It's a very good point.
You know what I mean? But you're sitting there and you're going, you know, and I wasn't doing it for the purpose of bettering me. I was doing it for the purpose of bettering somebody else.
Sure.
But after you do that, you're like, wow, that felt amazing. What was that?
I was watching this video actually this past week of a well-known financial guru who's gotten tons of people out of debt, talking about how on Christmas Day, he would go to the Waffle House and go in and order a cup of coffee. And he said, you know, I would take $300 or $400 and just set it down underneath the coffee cup and walk out and sit in my car with my kids and watch in the window and just watch the lady, how she would react when she looked around and realized it wasn't a prank and you just made the difference in her entire month. And he goes, you see joy every single time.
Yeah. Watch that hand to mouth go, oh my goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that mine?
And I thought, wow, that's an awesome teaching point for your kids first and foremost. And what a teaching point for yourself of, like, how good would you feel knowing that you just, you know, through God's goodwill, just made someone's month?
Who would have thought that obeying God would bring you joy? You know, I mean, honestly, we think of Christianity as like this big rule book, when in the end, what it really is
guiding principles.
Well, guiding principles that set you free to experience true joy, to experience true hope, true drive, motivation, peace, love. It's like, he's setting us free, and the rule that stops you from doing certain things isn't him trying to rob you of those things. He's trying to guard you so you can enjoy those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were to do other things, it'll only hurt you in the end.
And people oftentimes are too afraid of letting go of what they have to realize what they could gain. And I mean, myself included, I'm very much the same in that.
Oh, we all fall back into this. I have, you know, and I mean, there's that they call it the lizard brain, you know, it just wants whatever it wants. And,
yep.
And you know, like our hungers and our thirsts of different desires. And in the end, where I have found satisfaction is when I hunger and thirst for him. Philippians 4:7 says this, and I wish this for everybody. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May all of us find our hope, find our peace, find our love, find our drive in him.
Awesome. And it's very, I mean, if you don't have a guarded heart and a guarded mind, how easy do you step off the path? This has been Blindly Obvious. As always, if we can see it, you can see it too. Visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can find your favorite podcast listening location, as well as a little bit about us. We're so happy that you're here, and we hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless.